A reading from the letter, first letter of St. Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith, to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you yet believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. For you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things, your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me.
Please stand.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had cast out, Jonah, the wife of Herod, Steward, Chuza, Susanna, and many others who had provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for the 45-minute homily. I don't know why you laugh. Anyway, today as we come, I just want you to breathe for a second. I know it's been a long trip, it's been a long craziness, but anytime you want to follow Jesus, it's going to cost you. Amen. He says, no one can be my disciple unless you pick up your cross, deny your very self, and follow in my footsteps. All of you have had to deny your very self, pick up your cross, and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. So, when it comes to that, in the midst of everything, when you're ready to go crazy, just say, thank you, Jesus. Isn't that nice? It's hot in here. Thank you, Jesus. It took longer than we wanted. We had to eat mass real fast and go to mass. Thank you, Jesus. Because now we're truly being his apostles. We're truly being his followers, huh? And that's so important that what Jesus is calling us to more than anything else is to be his disciple. Mary Magdala, who walked here and was from here, and this whole place, if you look, you'll have a chance in the next couple of days, is all dedicated to the women of the church and how all the women have done so much throughout the centuries. Even the dome in there, it's a big dome of Our Lady from Guadalupe, and it's just fantastic. This thing here is called Go Out Into the Deep. And if you notice, it looks like water. the marble underneath, and then there's the boat with the cross. And Galilee is literally right there. So you make sure you see it in the morning. You can even see it at night if you want, but Galilee is right there, the very place that Jesus walked. And so when it comes and we're going through struggles, it's okay. Because this God we come to serve and come to be with struggled and died for each of us. And so we don't realize how blessed we are. Do you know how few people actually get to go to the Holy Land in their lifetime? And you're here. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's the whole reality. So these next days, I've been here many times, and often it becomes a blur. I want you at each place just to stop and to breathe. Because if you know Mary, what did Mary do when Martha was there? Martha and Mary, what did Mary do the whole time? She sat at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said, "You have chosen the better part." So at all the places we go, you stop and you sit at the feet of Jesus. Don't just run through everything. I got to see everything. You don't. There's going to be many things you're not going to see in the Holy Land. I promise you, you can't see everything in our 10 days. But what can you see? Jesus, if you're looking for him. If you're just looking for all these other things, you'll see them, but your whole trip will be a waste of time. We're here to be in love with Jesus. Remember the first reading? Though you have not seen him, you love him. May that be true for each of us. May each of us always just love Jesus. Got it?
Got it.
Get it?
Yeah.
Gonna do it?